Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's 9:09, and we're going to spend this hour talking about stuff that's broken and needs to be fixed. I guess more systems, if you will, or institutions that are broken and need to be fixed. In the second half of the hour, we're going to talk with Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian, about some things that this search warrant revealed that the state police got to go into the Archdiocese of New Orleans about. And Ramon's going to tell you the story, but I'll tell you briefly. It concerned a pool and priests giving each other hidden signals about which children could be exploited. And that's not every priest, and there are not every priest is a pedophile, but there certainly is a problem, or was a problem, with the Archdiocese. I certainly hope we can use that in past tense. First, we take on the scandal plague New Orleans building Department of Safety and Permits, and for that we welcome in our friend Ben Myers, a staff writer for NOLA.com. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with the inspection department, because it seems like you could have written this story 10 times, and it seems like you can just keep pressing print, and it's the same story over and over. And that's not in any way to denigrate you. You know that, right?
Sure. Yes, of course. The problems at Safety and Permits have been ongoing and persistent for years, presumably, that's why the current leadership, not of the department, but above that, the rung right below the mayor, sought this a consultant's report to show from top to bottom how the department is functioning. This was done last year. It was initiated last year, and the draft report was just recently returned. And the review is very bad. There's a glimmer of bright spot, but it's overwhelmingly bad for the department. It shows a total dissatisfaction amongst people who actually interact with the department. It shows a lot of chaos within the department. Sometimes managers and staffers don't really know what their job duties are. Performance data is often not tracked. And there are persistent issues that have popped up in previous reviews. Mind you, those were more narrowly focused, and this is the first that I'm aware of, at least in recent years, that has been more of this like top to bottom review.
So let's go back for people that don't know. What exactly is the Department of Safety and Permits, in theory, tasked with, and what should they be doing?
Well, it is a sprawling department, and they have a lot of different duties. I mean, often, and this is probably the most troubled part of the department, I mean, they're responsible for all types of inspections, electrical inspections, building inspections, and others that involve getting different types of permits. They also do, like, zoning requests and zoning verifications, and there's a whole zoning department. They also are responsible for short-term rental enforcement. So there's a range of different responsibilities that they have, and there's several different divisions, and they have roughly 100 different people working for it. So it is a difficult kind of a beast to organize and tame.
I got so many questions. First of all, you said this study was a consultant was brought in last year.
Yeah, it was initiated in May 2023 by the deputy mayor, Thomas Mulligan, who's been in that position since 2022.
Because the Hard Rock collapsed in 2019, right?
That's right. And that was a lot happened in 2019. The Hard Rock, of course, being the most tragic and just horrible thing that happened that year that and probably what is the department is most well known for. Three construction workers died in that, and it was discovered through media reporting that there were inspectors cutting corners at the Hard Rock. It was really just a horrible thing. But also that same month, there was a guilty plea in federal court from an inspector who pleaded guilty to taking bribes. There was a very controversial firing just a couple months earlier that David Hammer has reported on of a deputy director in the department who was actually investigating misconduct within that department and was then fired. So that's still kind of an open question. It just seems like 2019 was the impetus for a lot coming out in that department. And it also then prompted a lot of outside reviews that the administration sought.
I guess some people would wonder, why would you need a consultant to come in when you know that there are just a myriad of problems that go back to the Hard Rock and even before that? But I guess they wanted some outside eyes on it.
Well, I think what they would say now, or what Thomas Mulligan would say, is that they needed like a template for how to reform this thing. It's been so messed up for so long that they needed some advice for how to, you know, structure, you know, a serious reform effort. And that's what, you know, this report does lay out numerous recommendations. I mean, it's an exhaustive report. I should note it's currently in draft form. I mean, it's basically done, but the final report won't be done for a few weeks, I think. Go ahead.
No, I'm here. I'm here every day, Ben. I want to hear you.
Well, yeah. Well, in any case, I think Mulligan will say that this is a template for reforms that he would like to enact before Cantrell leaves office in a year and a half. Now, I will just note too, he hasn't really laid out yet like a comprehensive slate of reforms that he's going to do. He's mentioned a couple things like having a single point of contact that permit seekers can have in shepherding their permits through. That seems like a good idea, but also sort of like a boilerplate basic thing to do. So we'll see in the next year and a half what actually gets done as a result of this.
I thought that they had the – was that Nagin with the one-stop permitting or something, or was that Cantrell?
One-stop shop permitting.
Lander. I skipped Lander. I didn't mean to do that.
I think it came in during Lander. You can't quote me on, well, I just said it, but yeah. I'm not certain of that, but I think it came in under Lander, yeah.
So
but
did that go more, away, or do you know?
That's still there. And in fact, I will say that this report by Matrix Consulting Group actually credited the city. This is the one little thing that they said was good about what they're doing over there, is that one-stop shop has a lot of open data that's easily accessible. That is still there, but the thing that Mulligan is about doing is creating a point of contact, like a single person within the department who will be responsible for shepherding your permit application. I mean, the way it works now, if you want to get a permit, you have to deal with like several different people from different departments who are often giving you conflicting guidance or who don't know what they want to do. And sometimes, frankly, according to the survey results here, are rude. The customer service and consistency is, I think, going to be, or at least, you know, should be, one of the main focuses here.
So I got so many, again, questions here, because ideally, if you're building something or having something renovated, you need a permit. Then from right there, the permits department goes out, the permit department goes out and inspects the work that the contractor is doing to make sure that it's done properly, correct? That in theory, that's the way it's
right
supposed to work? So
right,
if you can't get a, I would think an offshoot of this would be people getting stuff done without permits, because if there's not enough people or no enforcement of work being done without permits, not to mention supervision of work being done with permits, that they would just not get a permit, which means a contractor is then on his own to do hopefully what is the right thing without inspection, which is not a good situation. Accurate?
I mean, who knows what is happening as a result of the poor performance of this department in terms of unpermitted work. I mean, that's very hard to measure.
That
and
would
we just
be a
don't
scenario,
know
though, right? I mean, that could be a scenario.
Yeah. I mean, it's plausible to consider. I mean, I don't know anything about that. I haven't done any reporting on that particular
right
question. But sure, yeah, why wouldn't that be happening? And then, you know, the question of whether or not these inspections are legit. You know, the problems with inspection corner cutting and corruption go back years. Now, is that happening right now? We don't know. But one thing that is noteworthy is that the administration does seem to be taking action against strong disciplinary action terminations against inspectors within the department that they have found and they are accusing of misconduct. Now, there's two sides to every story. There's two of these guys, these senior inspectors that were in my story that have been terminated. One of them has a lawyer and is appealing the termination, and the lawyer says this is all BS and they're targeting my client. So, you know, that case will be adjudicated. Point being, the administration says that there is still misconduct within the department, or there has been, and they say that they are taking action against those folks. Now,
take a break quick, Ben, and we're going to pick it up here when we come back. I want to talk about where civil service fits into all of this and how soon something like this. I want to ask the audience, too, at 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line. If you've done business with the Department of Safety and Permits in Orleans Parish, I want to hear what your experience has been. 504-260-1870. I live in Plaquemines, so I've not had any dealings with them, with Orleans Parish, in a long, long time. I think in 1993 I moved to Plaquemines, but I'd like to know if you've had any dealings with the Department of Safety and Permits, because one thing leads to the other. If they do come out and inspect it and they're not inspecting it properly, or they say they're there and they're not, well, then that's not accomplishing anything after you go through this trouble to get a permit. And if it's so much problem to get a permit, then maybe people don't get one in the first place, which leaves them at the mercy of the contractor. Sometimes people go with the cheapest contractor they can find who don't always do stuff according to code, which leads to big problems further down the line. So we'll talk about all that, continuing with Ben Myers, a writer for NOLA.com, about a report that's out that the city commissioned a year ago, well, May of 2023, that'd be a year ago, about the Department of Safety and Permits, and is all after what was uncovered after the Hard Rock collapse in 2019, and a lot of this goes back even before then. 921, Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quickly back to Ben Myers, and then we're going to talk to Ramon Antonio Vargas about the latest revelations from the search warrant that the state police got to go into the Archdiocese of New Orleans as it relates to pedophilia and cover-ups and so forth. We're talking about, with Ben Myers here, the Department of Safety and Permits. Where does civil service factor in all of this in terms of being able to get rid of people or make change to the department?
Well, it depends, you know, if an employee is covered by civil service. So
it's management or not, or inspectors or not, or?
I couldn't tell you specifically which upper level reaches of the department are covered by civil service or not at this moment. But with these two recent terminations, like I said, one is being appealed. Another guy just chose to retire and say he was about to be fired and just chose to retire. So, you know, there's a whole appeal process that can be quite lengthy. You know, it's a total adjudication, and that will be something worth following to see about the merit of these accusations that the administration is leveling against this guy, or if, as his lawyer says, he's being targeted for no reason.
Well, When it comes to hiring people, I don't know if they have who they need or not, but I'm just wondering what kind of qualifications do you have and what's the pay structure? Because it would seem like you would make a lot more actually doing the work than you would inspecting it.
Also, I mean, that kind of depends on which division you're working in and which, how high up the food chain you are.
Well, ideal in generalities here, Ben, just to be clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. So you're talking about inspectors. I don't know. I mean, I don't have the job descriptions right in front of me, but you do need certifications. You need your professional qualifications to do this work that presumably are, you know, if everything's in good faith, are enough to prove that you are able to do this. Why that's corner cutting has been going on for years and has been endemic, at least in the past in this department, there's probably myriad reasons for it.
Do you know if they're having a hard time getting people or not, or was that part of what the report went into?
There's not a lot of focus on that. I think the last FTE report I saw showed that they've got like a few open positions. I think the department wants to be a bit over 100, and I think it's probably in the bit like in the mid 80s to upper 80s now. That's not too far off of what you'll find in many of the departments. Recent years, it's been hard to kind of get people to work in public service. So the extent to which they're having hiring problems that is, anomalous to, like, other departments, I couldn't really say. Mm-hmm. But clearly they've got a workforce there. You know, I think at least what this report is saying that is that the problem is with your organization and your culture much more so than it might be with your ability to hire.
And the final report comes out when? Because this is a draft, right?
This is a draft. I don't know that there's a specific date, but I would expect in the next several weeks to maybe a month or two.
We'll be watching for your next story, and we'll watch to see if anything changes. Thank you, Ben. Any final thoughts on this?
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Ben Myers, who is a gifted reporter for NOLA.com, talking about the scandal-plagued Department of Building and Safety and Permits with the City of New Orleans. Hopefully they'll get it straight.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.